Supper's just like baptism. It holds its own place in the church. There are two ordinances that's been given to the local body church. One, I believe, is baptism. Number two, I believe the Bible teaches us it is the Lord's Supper. I have not the authority to administer the Lord's Supper. That authority comes from the local body church. It comes from the group of believers. And we're here together. We assemble together to take the Lord's Supper. I believe it's what the Bible teaches. It says when you come together, when you come to that place as local believers. And I thank God for that tonight. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn with me to Matthew chapter number 28. And I want to start reading in verse number 16. And then I just want to talk for a moment, and then I'm going to call my deacons up, and we're going to take the Lord's Supper tonight. And I said this morning, and I truly believe this, a lot of times people will skip out on the Lord's Supper because, they feel unworthy. They feel like they're not up to par to take the Lord's Supper. So, preacher, what do I have to do to take the Lord's Supper? Well, you have to be a believer. You have to be born again to take it the right way. You have to be born again. I believe that. And I want to share this with you tonight. You'll never, ever get to the place that you deserve to take the Lord's Supper. It's only by the blood of Jesus Christ that we have the authority to take the Lord's Supper. I understand what the Bible says. If you have sin in your life, let a man examine himself. He said, how can I? Just pray. Pray, ask God to forgive you, take the Lord's Supper, march on. We do this in remembrance of Him. Matthew 28 and verse number 16, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. The Bible says, then the 11 disciples. Boy, ain't it growed. Ain't it growed? Then the 11 disciples. Man, he's turned the world upside down and still is today. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even into the end of the world. Amen. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, here in just a few moments, we'll be taking your supper. And Lord, we'll be taking the Lord's Supper tonight, Father, and I pray tonight that if there be anything in my life, Father, that you'd remove it in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray tonight for our church here that we be strong. It's not our church, but it's thy church. And I pray that we be strong and in unity and one accord when we come to this place. Lord, I pray tonight, Father, that you just examine our hearts in a way that would be pleasing to you. Lord, if there be something in our life tonight that we need to ask removed, I pray tonight that you pierce our heart with it. And just in a few moments, we'll ask you to do what you do in this place. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for Calvary. Thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you tonight that this is a praying church. I thank you tonight that it's a loving church, Father. And I pray tonight that we always be found in unity. I pray we always be found learning what you have us to learn. We love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen. Amen. Before we take the Lord's Supper tonight, I just want to turn to Matthew where we're at in verse number 28 and just bring you up to where we're at. Matthew chapter 26. We know he's took the supper with his disciples. And then as we go into Matthew chapter number 27, you know that we come to the place where Jesus, he's going to be crucified and he's going to die for your sin and my sin on the cross of Calvary. In Matthew 28, we come in and we understand that in Matthew 28 is when he has arose from the grave and he's ascended and he's fixing to ascend to the Father here. And he comes to this place and he said, here's what I want you to do. He said, you've done took the supper, you've done come to the place, you've seen what I'll do for you, you see what I'll always lead you through and how I'll take care of you. And he said, but I don't want you to keep that for yourself. I want you to teach other people what I can do in their life just as I did in your life. And as he comes tonight, he says this in verse number 18 of the text in Matthew 28, and Jesus came and spake unto them saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All the power that you need tonight and all the power I need tonight to be able to teach what God has given us is through the power of the Holy Ghost tonight. Tonight as we come and we take the Lord's Supper, I always think of it this way. There's no way we'd put little rubber duckies and fill the baptistry up and let our kids jump in the baptistry and play with little rubber duckies and have a good time in the baptistry. You know why we wouldn't do that because we teach them, amen? We teach them the right way to do things, and we teach that we teach lost people that if you're lost, you don't need to be baptized. We don't let lost people, if we know it, go through the baptismal waters, because that would be foolish and that would be useless. And we teach them that you must be born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. But once you're born again and you're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, the next commandment that's on your life, the first act of obedience after you get saved, you know what that is? That's scriptural baptism. The first act of obedience. If you've never been baptized after you've been saved, you're not being obedient to what God's called you to do. That's Bible tonight. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. What do we teach them when we go forth and teach them? We teach them that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way to heaven but through the blood of Jesus. All power is through Jesus tonight. He says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Doing what? Baptizing them. So what have you taught them? You've taught them how Jesus does and what he does, that he can save their soul. And then it says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. And that's where the baptism comes in. And he said, but here's where it gets. Here's where we're at tonight. There's two teachings in here. First teaching you find in verse number 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations. So we're teaching them first about Jesus and his blood and what he can do in their life and how he can set them free. And all power tonight, no matter what's going on in your life, the power of Jesus Christ will set you free. And then we understand, once you teach them that, they accept that teaching, they accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. You know, tonight we're not trying to get people to make decisions, amen? We're trying to make disciples. Man, decisions can be changed. A decision can be changed. Well, today I love this church, tomorrow I hate this church. Today I love this woman, tomorrow I hate this woman. Today I want to follow Jesus, tomorrow I don't want to follow Jesus. But I'm talking about being disciples of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. And then the second teaching, he said, teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So we have a command all the way through the Word of God. We know one command tonight is, that's to love our brother, love each other, love one another, love God before everything tonight. And as we get there tonight and we come to the Lord's Supper, I believe that's something else that he's teaching there. If you go to Acts 2:42 and come down, it said when they got saved, they had all things in common and they broke bread daily. They ministered to one another. They ministered to their needs and they broke that bread daily. I believe tonight as we come here, he says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. You know, I've been the pastor of this church now for several years now, we've never took the Lord's Supper and the morning AM service. It's always been the evening service because it is the supper. That's what we're taking. We're taking the supper. We're taking the Lord's Supper. And as I read that tonight, I understand that. You know how many people misses out on the Lord's Supper because they don't come on Sunday night? You have an advantage tonight. It's a positive in your life tonight to come back to take that Lord's Supper, to do what God has called us to do. Is there anything wrong with taking it at 11 o'clock? Well, no, it's nothing wrong with doing it. But we come tonight to take the Lord's Supper in the evening time of that service. And we take that tonight. He said, teaching them to observe all things. If you put everything in the AM service, it won't be long. You won't have a PM service. Y'all get what I'm saying tonight? So we come tonight, and I want to share this with you. We come tonight, and we take the Lord's Supper. And we take that tonight, and we take it seriously, and we take it just like the Lord has called us to do. But I love this in verse number 20. He says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, here's what I get. I love this. I am with you always. He said, I am with you every step of your life. When you become that disciple, you become that follower of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he's right there with you every step of the way. Every step that you take, everywhere you go, he's going to be right there with you. As these kids start school this coming up week, and some has done started school, the Lord's with them every step of the way. This week, I don't know what you'll go through, but I know this, he's with you every step of the way. Amen? And tonight he says this, until the end of the world, amen. He leaves us there with that amen. And that amen means this, that's just the way it's going to be. Amen? That's just the way it is, or I agree with that. And tonight as we come, we're going to turn to Matthew chapter number 26. I'm going to ask my deacons to come forth tonight, and we're going to take the Lord's Supper. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to take the Lord's Supper the way the Bible says it tonight, and we're going to administer that Lord's Supper to one another tonight. And I love this part. When you take the Lord's Supper, you know what you're doing? You're serving one another. You have the opportunity to serve that person next to you, the Lord's Supper. You serve one another. And you know what tonight? He serves us, don't he? The Lord serves us every day of our life. He lays it out before us. He ministers to us. And tonight, I don't know about you, but one of the greatest things in my life, I say the greatest, is that I'm a disciple of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm just a disciple. That's all I am. I'm just a follower of Jesus Christ. This morning, when we was going to sing that song of invitation, I done asked Sister Caitlin, I said, what are we singing for altar call? And she said, kneel at the cross. Kneel at the cross. And the Lord told me, he said, you sing, I have decided. I have decided to follow Jesus. You say, why is that, preacher? Because in our life, I want you to know, when you kneel at the cross, you say, I'm a disciple of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I'm going to do what he's called us to do. So tonight, as we come to this place, what we're going to do, I'm going to ask my deacons to come forth, if they will, at this time. I ask them to come forth at this time. Amen. And tonight, as just as you are tonight, you've done had time when we've come in, we've sang, we've talked to the Lord, you know we're going to take the Lord's Supper tonight. If you're willing to take the Lord's Supper and you want to take it tonight, I ask you to stand right where you're at. The Bible says tonight in Matthew chapter number 26 and verse number 26, the Bible says, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it. Brother Donald, if you would tonight, will you bless the bread tonight?
Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Father, for this this opportunity, this time, Lord, just to remember what you've done for us, Lord, and what you always do for us.
Yes, Lord.
Put our faith and our trust in you.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, Lord, for that that special one that carried that old cross up the hill, Lord.
Thank you.
Crucified. You laid down your life for our sins, Lord. For that I am eternally grateful.
Yes. Woo.
Thank you, Lord, for saving me. I thank you, Lord, for being with us in this church, Lord, and for the word that teaches us to be more like you would have us to be, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, I just thank you so much. I just want to glorify you. I want to lift up your precious holy name. Thank you for the bread of life.
Yes.
In
Jesus'
name I pray.
Amen. Amen. As they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it, and he gave it to his disciples. Thank you. The Bible says, and he said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks. Brother Rodney, you give thanks.
Father God, we come in and Lord, thank you for another day of life. Father, we just want to thank you for your son, Jesus. Father, you carried that cross up Calvary Hill. Father, we thank you most of all for the precious blood that he shed upon Calvary for our sins, just the sins of this world. Father, I ask you right now, you speak to the congregation. Father, if anybody here has done no least, please pardon sin. Just was everlasting to them. Jesus, and we pray.
Amen. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, yes, sir. Okay, serve you back. You can serve me back. How's that? That's it. Thank you, sir. Thank you. He says, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Sister Denise, will you lead us in a song?
Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind.
I'm going to ask you to circle around the building tonight on the inside, if you don't mind.